This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. The U.S. House of Representatives is expected to vote this week on a new committee to investigate the January 6th insurrection at the U.S. Capitol building. As proposed, the new committee would have 13 members and the power to subpoena witnesses, according to legislation released by House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. The effort comes after Senate Republicans blocked the formation of an independent bipartisan commission to probe the attack. On July 6th, hundreds of former President Donald Trump's supporters violently broke into the Capitol building and interrupted the certification of President Joe Biden's victory in the November presidential election. The new partisan House panel would have 8 members appointed by Pelosi and 5 appointed after consultation with Republican leader Kevin McCarthy. A Pelosi aide said the speaker is considering including a Republican among her appointments, which would bring the likely partisan split to 7-6. Pelosi said in a statement Monday that January 6th was one of the darkest days in our nation's history and that the committee will seek the truth about it. Almost 3 dozen House Republicans voted to create an independent panel, which would have had an even partisan split among members. 7 Republicans in the Senate supported moving forward on that bill, but that was short of the 10 Senate Republicans who would be necessary to pass it. The U.S. Supreme Court on Tuesday left in place a ban on residential evictions imposed last year to combat the spread of COVID-19 and prevent homelessness during the pandemic. That dealt a setback to landlords who challenged the policy. The justices declined a request made by a group of landlords to allow a federal judge's decision to block the eviction moratorium to go into effect nationwide while litigation on the dispute continues. The moratorium